when you get to have Joe Namath, Steve Sloan, Kenny Stabler as your quarterbacks here at Alabama all together overlapping, you know, that's a great time for Alabama football, and he was right in the middle of that. So he was here in 64 as a freshman. We won the national championship team on the team in 65. He was the starting quarterback in 66 on an undefeated but uncrowned team that's perhaps one of the best teams Alabama ever had.
Stabler comes in his junior year and leads the undefeated team. You said it's possibly one of the best teams that Alabama has fielded. Then they go on and they're not recognized as the as national champs, or end up ranking third, I believe. Is that correct?
Right. So that's in the middle of, you know, 1966 is the middle of the civil rights movement, perhaps at one of the, you know, the turning points in Alabama and in national history. So the turmoil associated with that, many believe, and there's been books written about it, hurt the Alabama football team in the rankings. They ended up third, but it was an undefeated team. Stabler had a great year running and passing. At this time, the quarterbacks were calling the plays on the field. You know, it wasn't any of the players running in and out or signals from the sideline. You know, he is calling the plays and running that team. So that's his team, and I think many, many people, historians, think that, you know, 1966 was one of, if not the best, Alabama football team ever.
And then his senior season was a little bit rougher. They had two losses and a tie, and that was also the season that Coach Bryant actually suspended him from the team briefly. But that was also the same year with, in the Iron Bowl, you have the classic play, the run in the mud.
Yeah, the senior season was much a rougher. You know, any losses at Alabama ever, you know, one loss here is considered a big deal. So to lose two, to tie two, was a tough year, and a lot of that goes with the players that you have around you. You know, teams change from year to year, so it was a tough year, but you know, he personally had a good year.
Stabler went on to play around 13, 14 years in the pros. What were some of the highlights of his pro career?
Well, you know, the highlight of his pro career was his time with the Raiders. He played for John Madden, who was his coach the entire time he was with the Raiders. You know, going to the Super Bowl and being the quarterback, the winning quarterback of a Super Bowl team is a major accomplishment.
With all of this, what would you say Mr. Stabler's legacy will be?
Just like all of us, he had his flaws, but he loved life, loved people, very generous. You know, I thought of him personally as a friend, and he was just such a good guy to be around. You know, I think, you know, his athletic ability really stands out.
And do you believe that he will make it into the NFL Hall of Fame?
That's a very interesting question about the NFL Hall of Fame. There was just this week, earlier in the week, before all of the news of his passing broke, there was some things going around about, you know, having to push, you know, public cries for him to be into the Hall of Fame. And I think eventually he'll make it. But, you know, all those Hall of Fames are a tough call, and but hopefully that will happen.
All right. Well, is there anything you would like to add about Mr. Stabler that you think that people should know?
You know, again, I think, you know, for people to remember, you know, that his family and his friends and what they're going through. And, you know, remember, Ken, is what you heard on the radio, that's who he was. He's a great guy. You know, great to be around, and we'll miss him.